September 18th, Friday, 2009, Oroville News. Marlenka on mic with Yahalom in the studio. Well, the weather is hot, humid, and thunderstorms are daily in the forecast. Temperatures range between 27 and 34 degrees, southeasterly winds 18 to 21 kilometers per hour. Here's Danielle and Raquel of the Resident Assembly Service talking about the events of the day.
Yes, the events are many and a little bit complicated. Right now we are going to a meeting with the Working Committee Oroville Council about the gathering of the residents that will be once a month, and we start the 1st of October, and this gathering have some events and a dinner and topics. The topics are
how to improve resident participation. Very simple. Because it is felt in the community that the resident assembly is not participating to the point of its role. And another side, it is important for the governance of Oroville that the community is strong and determined. So the resident assembly should be reinforced. More unity, more cohesiveness, more transparency should be reached so that facing the government of India, facing the governing board, we are really assuming what we are here for.
This will be an event, I hope, joyful, but at the same time with some deep consciousness, because get together doesn't mean only to have dinner together, but to share some food is already very important. So we are trying to do a moneyless dinner story, that nobody is paying anything, and the units contribute to the food. So be ready to have rice and sambar or focaccia from the pizzeria, or min karambu for the Tamil Orovillians and the people that like food.
And you don't know everything. There will be some surprises.
The United Nations International Day of Peace, September 21st, a global holiday when individuals, communities, and governments highlight efforts to end conflict and promote peace. Established by a United Nations resolution in 1982, Peace Day has grown to include millions of people around the world who participate in all kinds of events, large and small. It's significant to have climate wake-up call events on the International Day of Peace here in Oroville, as environmental justice is so closely linked with creating human unity. In Oroville, a film, The Climate Game and the World Poor, A Matter of Justice, will show at Cinema Paradiso Multimedia Center, 4:55 p.m., and a discussion will follow that film. At the Visitor Center at 7:30 p.m. same day, a live climate concert with the band Pachamama, plus enlightening video footage. And we can join in the 24th International Coastal Cleanup on the beach. In Oroville, the beach communities Shrima, Eternity, and Waipo are scheduled for a cleanup. It will be photographed as the garbage gets collected, segregated, and weighed in order to publicize and record what's being done. Students from Annamalai University are going along the coast from Chidambaram and will arrive in Pondicherry about 4 p.m. for that event. The Pondicherry municipality is making a big effort to raise awareness on littering and so the banning of plastic. As man emerged out of the animal, so out of man shall the Superman emerge. This from Sri Aurobindo's Thoughts and Aphorisms. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For more information, contact OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.